You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's time for commentator Brian Onunoyin, and today he's stretching and warming up for the Olympics. He wants to make sure you catch the fever for the games as well.
And a very good morning to you all. The Olympics are coming, and I don't know about you, but for me, even though it doesn't actually start for about another 2 months, I've got to start now by getting myself mentally psyched up so that by the time the opening ceremony comes, I'll have worked myself into a froth of frenzy and excitement. Fortunately for me, the Guardian newspaper, available free online, it's currently running a series entitled 50 Stunning Moments from the Olympics. The memorable moments featured include Michael Johnson's dramatic double in the 200 and 400 metres in 1996. Simply breathtaking. And then there was the Russian fencer who cheated by rigging his sword so that it would register a hit for him even if it weren't. His name was Onischenko, or Dishonestchenko, as he later became known. And when he returned back home to Russia, the joke was that even though he had been exposed as a cheat, he was still fencing. Yes, he was fencing the Russian-Siberian border. Then there was Abiba Bekele's marathon victory in 1960, done barefoot. And speaking of barefoot, who could forget Zola Budd? And no doubt some of you out there are thinking right now, Zola who? Zola Budd was a white 17-year-old South African girl who had just broken the world record for the 5,000 metres. But she couldn't compete in the Olympics because the International Olympic Committee banned all athletes from South Africa from participating because of the apartheid regime that was in place there. So, in steps a British newspaper called the Daily Mail, and in return for an exclusive on this story, they assure her that they can get her a British passport, and they'll pay her family a six-figure sum. Since she's only a kid, really, it's her father now who makes all the decisions for her, and the next thing you know, she's landed in England and is running qualifying races for the Olympics, wearing the British colours. She manages to make it to the Olympic final only to compete against her childhood idol, the American Mary Decker. The final is something I'll never forget. The poor kid accidentally trips Mary Decker and Mary tumbles to the ground and out of the race. Instinctively, Zola keeps running, but the Los Angeles crowd are now booing her like crazy for what has happened to the American hero. And so the kid slows down to allow other runners to pass her. She later said that the thought of being on the medals podium with all those people baying for her blood was simply too terrifying. So she didn't even place. Meanwhile, back in Britain, Zola Budd was reviled by at least half of the population because even though she held a British passport, she was still a white South African who they claimed supported an apartheid regime. So it all went horribly wrong, really, for the poor kid who was really just being exploited by both her father and the British press in order to advance their agendas. All of which makes me now feel somewhat grateful for being utterly talentless as a runner. Have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.